Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Steve Malloy is with me, the founder of JunkScience.com. I mean, Steve, this is it just goes on and on with these predictions. What's your response to that? I mean, because they try to just scare the hell out of people, don't they?
Yeah. So, hey, Mark, thanks for having me. So I think the first thing people need to realize about, you know, this 2C and the 1.5C targets is that these are not science-based. These are just plucked out of thin air. And we've known this for some time. This was actually admitted in the ClimateGate emails from, you know, 10 years ago. This stuff is just entirely made up. There's nothing magic about 1.5C or 2C. It's just entirely made up. As is the notion that just because it gets warmer, that means things are going to be, you know, terrible. And
right.
There's going to be catastrophe, disaster. That's also just an assumption, just totally made up. Since we started burning fossil fuels, we have gone from a global population of about 1 billion to 7.8 billion. Does that sound like, you know, warming is bad? Of course it's not. We've been able to grow more food. The slight warming we've experienced so far, about one degree C or maybe 1.1 C, plus the CO2 in the atmosphere, has helped us grow food to feed all those people. The Earth is greener than ever before. As far as we know, as far as, you know, evidence shows us, warming is good, and it's certainly better than cooling.
Well, I mean, one of the things that always, and you and I have talked about this many times, but I always get frustrated that, you know, and in this story it says the evidence shows two targets representing different scenarios for the climate's impact on human life. Never in any of these scare tactic, sky is falling chicken little stories on climate change in the LA Times, the Washington Post, New York Times, do they ever mention the impact on human life not having energy? Like I mentioned, you know, into the segment, how many people are suffering because they don't have access to these things? That's never, ever discussed.
Well, yeah, because, that's the ultimate inconvenient truth. There are billions of people around the world that really don't have access to affordable and reliable energy, and they wish they did. And, especially in Africa and India, and, you know, the environmental movement intends to deprive them of access to cheap, you know, reliable and affordable energy because they don't want them to develop. You know, they don't want them to exist. And if they give them cheap energy and let them develop economically, they imagine, you know, the world will just be overrun with black and brown people, which is what environmentalists really fear.
So was it James Hansen, who's one of the, what do you want to call him, the grandfather, the father of climate change, who has even basically admitted that whatever they set in Paris, I mean, he thinks we need to go even further. And he says the Paris Climate Accord doesn't do enough. So it's kind of, he dismisses it in that sense to a certain extent, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, Hansen's really crazy. I mean, he thinks that the ideal level of CO2 in the atmosphere is 350 parts per million, a level that we passed in, I think, 1987, 1988. And so he and John Kerry, as a matter of fact, imagine that not only do we have to stop emitting entirely, but then we actually have to suck CO2 out of the atmosphere. I mean, these people are totally insane because that will never happen. It doesn't need to happen. We want an atmosphere that has plenty of CO2 because that's, you know, we need that for our plants and the animals that feed off them, including humans. And, you know, we don't want things to get cooler. That is just not good for humanity. I mean, the last time things got cooler on this planet, lots of people died. It was during the Little Ice Age, and there were famines and all sorts of nasty things. And we don't want to go back there.
Hang on, Steve, because I was searching here. I got to play this. You probably heard it, but this was Chuck Schumer yesterday. Have you heard this nonsense? This is one of this is one of the funniest clips you're ever going to hear, probably.
Last year with COVID was awful. But in a few years, because of climate change, each year will be worse than COVID, and each year will be worse than the next if we don't do anything about it.
That is the majority. I know. It's comical. You know why you didn't see that? Because CNN didn't play it. The New York Times didn't call him out. Nobody covered that. It's ridiculous. I don't care. And I said this yesterday. No matter where you are on the concerns about climate change, that's just silly. It's nonsense what he said.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's no evidence to back it up. It's pure insanity. I don't even know how to respond to that. It's just made up nonsense. You know, I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, we hear this kind of stuff from AOC and from Greta Thunberg and every other nut job, you know, climate activist. And you know, these people have never been correct about anything. You know, one of the early 20th century environmentalists, Paul Ehrlich, predicted that by 1989 we would all disappear in a cloud of blue steam.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, I'm still here. I don't know about you.
Well, what's Greta's prediction? I think she had a 7-year prediction. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, well, she's bought into this IPCC. You know, they say that they have given us this carbon budget, which is going to run out, I guess, about 2031. And I don't know. You know, the whole thing is really about just scaring the living daylights out of people and stampeding them into handing power over to, you know, global government. That's what, you know, a lot of this is all about. And so they just, they find people that really don't know much about it, that just read the Washington Post, New York Times, watch network TV, and just scare the bejesus out of them, you know, 24/7.
And I guess it works, because this now, where you think you're getting roads and bridges, Steve, you're getting help for climate change in this bill that they just passed for infrastructure, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's about $100 billion or so, which is, you know, a sizable expenditure. The scarier part, though, is in this Build Back Better bill that the House might pass tonight, and they're going to try to ram through the Senate. That's about $555 billion, and that's where, you know, there's all these subsidies for electric cars, you know, up to $12,500 for, you know, rich people to buy electric cars, and subsidies for, you know, more for windmills and solar panels, and it's just insanity.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, remember when they took the victory tour a few weeks ago before this thing was passed, because it still hasn't been passed? I listened to her news conference. We played the audio that day where she is proudly, and this is what they do, I guess, proudly boasting about $500 billion for climate change. Steve, you know this, and I would think that any thinking person out there knows that $500 billion in this bill ain't going to do one bit of good to reduce the warming in this country or the world. I mean, we're leading the way with reducing emissions anyway.
Yeah, no, Mark, I mean, let's just say that you buy into IPCC science and a hysteria. Well, the math is pretty simple that, you know, emissions are really never going down because China and India, you know, they've committed, I mean, they're totally committed to burning more coal. You know, last week, the United States produced a total of 11.3 million tons of coal. China produced more than that every day.
Right. Okay. And that's why, that's part of the reason why Hansen has called Paris a fraud, because he says that it's not going to work. At least he's on that. It's not going to work. It wouldn't work anyway if not everyone is on board, if we don't tax carbon, et cetera.
Yeah, no. I mean, Hansen's shtick is that we're just not doing enough. Unless we all, give up our standard of living, we're just, you know, not going to make any dent. And of course, he's right. I mean, emissions are never going down because our world would collapse. I mean, there's nothing in our world that happens without fossil fuels. Not the greenest lifestyle can happen without fossil fuels. So the whole thing really is all about collecting the political power and the money to bring that about. It's got nothing to do with the weather or the climate or the environment. Nothing's going to change. We're just going to become, you know, less free, and our standard of living is going to go to hell.
Hey, Steve, I've got a quick question. This is Sue.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think they've also come up with let's say when we all do go electric, They haven't even figured out a way to recycle all these batteries.
Well, that's a major problem.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but, you know, even a bigger problem, I mean, you're right about that, Sue, but even a bigger problem is, where is the electricity going to come from? I mean, these guys want to break down our grid into wind and solar, and then they want to add on electric cars. Well, how is the grid going to work? It's not going to. You know, all we need to do is look across the big pond at Germany. Germany has been the reason we're in a global energy crisis now is because wind has failed in Europe.
Yeah, Germany is a great story, and people probably haven't heard of it. Explain this, Steve.
Well, so the wind has failed in Europe, and that has forced Germany, which has closed its coal plants, to burn a lot more natural gas, and that has forced natural gas prices up to the point where, you know, factories now are closing in the UK, and gas prices are up all around the world, even in China, in the US, even though it was just a wind failure in Germany. And, you know, the green movement and, Joe Biden, all these guys are just ignoring this. I mean, this is what happens. You know, Germans pay the second highest electricity prices in Europe. They spent $600 billion on wind, and the wind just failed. And you know, they got rid of their coal plants, so now they have to rely on natural gas from Vladimir Putin. Isn't that nice?
And we never heard any coverage about that, did we, over here?
No.
I mean, I heard crickets, nothing about that.
Very little.
No, I mean, Joe Biden is getting his fair share of credit for higher gas prices because, well, he's conducting a war against oil and gas. But things are going to get even worse now with this global energy crisis. And, you know, what's Joe Biden's plan to ask OPEC to increase production? The whole thing is just crazy.
Steve Malloy, he's the founder of JunkScience.com. I appreciate coming on here, Steve, to set the record straight. You know, my only hope here in some of this, and I know you follow the news, is that there are enough narratives that are being blown up right now in the media that maybe at some point on this topic people will start paying attention.
Anytime you want me back, there's always new stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
All right, Steve, thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.